Here's some of Kennedy Malloy that you may not have heard before. Want some performance never seen before on the job site? Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the Big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. And it is chock-a-block with the good stuff. We will crack open the nanny state, Jane. First time we've done this in a while. There's a few stories floating around that need to be addressed. Shame on you, Australia.
One of
Shame.
The girls that you adore, in fact, the whole world of Australia adores, Jennifer Hawkins.
Oh, I hope you know what you're doing, Maya.
Have we seen the last of her delicious rear?
Oh, there's been a backlash.
Oh, there has been.
At least it makes my friends.
It does. We'll discuss.
All right.
Men are idiots.
Okay, it's time.
Yeah, it's time. We haven't done it for a while, but I've compiled a few.
Hello, Barnaby Joyce.
And Kanye might be in there as well.
Kanye.
Have you heard of these Coles Little Shoppers?
I am a Coles Little Shopper.
You are?
Ten hot. Biggie. I'm
People
a Coles Little
gone
Shopper.
Crazy.
No, bonkers.
Bonkers.
Bonkers is the word you're looking for.
It is. It's actually insane.
Is it kids or adults? Who's going?
It's adults.
Adults are going mad.
And if you're a Coles Little Shop swapper.
I got mugged.
We'd probably like to hear from you. Yes.
All right.
People are getting mugged.
Yeah, hang about and get in touch with us. We want to hear what you've seen. What kind of riotous behaviour you have witnessed
at a
down
supermarket.
At your Coles supermarket. Hey, Kanye West, you mentioned.
Yeah. We've got Anne Edmonds coming in.
She's fantastic.
Chat to us.
She is, and she's on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight?
And she's on True Stories tomorrow night, too.
Wow. Okay. Big double header.
Excellent.
From Anne Edmonds. Black James Bond. It's been mooted again.
It comes up from time to time. I'm not opposed to that idea because.
You're not opposed to it?
Not at all.
It's the complete opposite of highbrow English.
James Bond, an English black James Bond.
Well, I'm not saying
bring
so.
It on.
Oh,
bring it on, especially who they're talking about.
Oh, good Lord.
Which you're going to spill the beans on.
Well, we may or may not get there. We'll see how we go.
All right.
So much more to talk about. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. I've had a very quiet weekend, Jane. What about you?
Thank goodness.
Going? What's up with you? Are you in? Seriously?
You know our moving house still?
Yes.
Still going. What has happened is that there's still one room that I haven't tackled.
Right.
That's my clothes. I just can't.
What do you mean?
Why don't you just open the door and throw a lit match in there?
I feel like doing
just
that.
Just going, whoosh.
Go to Salvos.
I've still got my dresses from school dances.
Oh, wow.
I'm a hoarder.
Oh, hang on.
I've got Logie's dresses. That's
this
a lot.
Has got Princess Diana style travelling exhibition written all
Actually,
over
it. Has, you know.
Have you got any costumes from like the late show days and stuff?
No, but I literally
got
do
got your
have,
Frente outfit?
Yeah. I don't know if I have that. That was a funny one. But I literally do probably have about 20 years of Logie's dresses.
Have you got your big banana? The banana you wore to the races?
Yeah, that's in storage.
Remember when you thought you were going as a grid girl and your dad popped you in a giant banana costume?
That's tough.
You could do an exhibition.
You should do it.
Like Kylie.
Come on.
Yeah.
Travelling around.
Yes.
I'm not sure many people
that could
would
be
come
a Kennedy Malloy Presents.
No one would go.
Yes, James
my wardrobe. Girlfriend. Actually, my few of my dresses. Remember, I told you about the kissing dress.
That was the kissing dress.
Oh, it was a red.
Oh,
dress.
Oh, that's the one you used to share.
Yeah.
Tell everyone again.
All right, it was a red dress that every time you wore it, you got a pat from someone, and people used to borrow it. And then one girl borrowed it and didn't give it back.
She what she told you?
She told me she left it at the dry cleaner. Mm. And I wanted to wear it to this party, and I rocked
wanted
up.
A pash.
Yeah, I wanted a pash, and went to the same party. She was in the red dress.
Oh, that's dirty!
Outrageous behaviour.
And this was last week. This was last week.
Do you still have that dress?
I do.
Well,
do you want me to bring it in?
Oh, could you? Hello, Dave. Someone's getting lucky. Hey,
what about you, Mickey? You said that you
did you see
a movie? Did you?
Well, I dodged a bullet. So my mum, you may remember, ages ago for a present. I worked out the greatest present of all time, which I announced at my mum had a little birthday get together on Saturday night. And I announced my present, which was I was buying my mum and my sister two tickets to Mamma Mia, which they went to yesterday, while I went to The Incredibles with the boys.
Yeah. Oh, well done. Deal.
It's a work of art and genius, and I've had my mates have been calling me going, oh, that's good.
That is really good. So you're still in the good books.
I'm in the good books. My sister and my mum had a ball, and they loved it. They just said
it's a great show.
Unbelievable.
You would love it.
Well, no, I wouldn't. But okay. That's right. I'm a genius.
Oh, of course. I forgot that.
So I'm at the I'm out.
You're at The Incredibles.
I'm at The Incredibles with my two boys, eating Choc Tops, having a ball.
How good.
Hey, that's a good movie. That's Incredibles. Incredibles
2.
Yeah.
It's okay. The first one was really good.
Yes.
This is made in a post-hashtag Me Too world.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. So it's not a criticism. I'm just saying it's a very femo little Incredibles.
Oh, might be down my alley.
Well, maybe. Kind of takes a little bit of the fun out of it.
Oh, yep.
Maybe.
What do you think?
It's a little hard to follow early.
It's a bit whingy, is it?
It's good to see Dad. It's a bit whiny. It's good to see Dad at home with the kids, though.
Oh, yeah, good.
It's great. It's good to see.
Dave, how'd you go on the weekend?
Well, I've caught Mick Molloy's cold.
Oh,
so thanks
Lord.
For sharing that with us.
Oh, you do sound a bit nasally, and you're still coughing.
Flu-y.
It'll get worse.
I'm tough
reckon?
As nails.
Hiya.
Oh.
Pushing through.
Iron Guts Kennedy.
Iron Guts
Kennedy. Hey, why don't you pash Dave and then you
I get pash rash on. Because he's grown a beard again,
too.
So I can't go anywhere near
hairy.
Oh, well. So it was business as usual at your place, wasn't it?
Basically.
You lying around on a couch moaning.
Good fun.
Was.
All right. Well, hey, big
I'm not
show.
Linking the two, not saying moaning, but Jennifer Hawkins I'm going to talk about next because we're worried.
No, I'm very angry.
She's going to be off the grid for a while.
All right, let's talk about this.
We're here thanks to Milwaukee's next breakthrough in power tool and battery technology.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
This is unbelievable. I don't
you're
know.
Very unhappy.
Oh, jeez.
I think there's
a... Maya, I hope you know what you're doing. You are aggravating a lot of, obviously men who aren't necessarily your core customer.
You think?
But, you know,
as far as
I can remember, Jane Kennedy, there's choices when you're a man. It's Ford or Holden, or it was Myers, David Jones, and it was based around their figureheads, their clothes horses.
Yes.
Remember the Jennifer Hawkins, Megan Gale wars. I mean, that was it. You had to choose. You couldn't have a foot in both camps.
You're
either
right.
Megan Gale or you.
It's like Ellen Moffat, Jennifer Hawkins. That's Peter Brock.
And you'd argue about it down the pub and you'd get the guys getting fights and it would be on. For a long time now, Maya has led the way with a young Jennifer Hawkins, ex-Miss Universe, woman who rose to fame by dacking herself.
That's right.
A memorable moment.
A memorable moment.
On the catwalk.
She endeared herself to men all around this country. I'll never forget. We often say to each other, where were you when Hawko dacked herself? Coming down the runway. It was a magical moment, one that's etched into our memories.
It's a great moment.
And now Maya have gone and thrown a hand grenade into the room and said Hawko hit the road. But this, apparently, you can confirm this, they've abandoned Spring Carnival?
Yes, I believe.
What?
I believe so. Wow. Well, it's very expensive to do things like this. I think big department stores are in big trouble. This is the problem.
Because online shopping too. That's big.
Online shopping is big.
Online shopping.
The fact you go into a department store is not as prolific anymore. People just don't do it.
Get in there. What happened to the old doorbuster?
Remember the doorbuster when
you'd have a you'd open the doors and everyone would, it was like the running of the bulls.
That still
is. Someone would lose a finger in a fight for something from the white goods section. Remember that?
It was always the big TVs that go well.
What is that, Maya, thinking?
They've ended their contract. I mean, it's come up naturally.
Now, she's been with them how long? About 12 years?
Yes.
13 years?
12 years.
I know a bit of business.
She's banked about $15 million.
Yes, I think it's about 1.3 a year. Well done. Money well deserved. Happy to chip in.
And it has been well deserved, but all good things must come to a rear end.
Why?
I like it.
So to speak. Because she's been usurped.
By who? This is what I can't believe. It's a supermodel. They're flying in someone massive. This is someone who's been on Sports Illustrated or someone. I know. It'll be a Victoria's Secret model. No. It'll be someone massive.
Do you want me to tell you?
Who?
Where's the chick off the block?
Last year.
Elise Knowles. She's the chick off the block.
Oh.
She's married. She's partners with a chippy. And they won the block.
Oh, my God.
She's pretty. She's blonde. She's pretty.
How would I know
her? She's 25.
How would I know her?
Didn't you watch the block?
No.
Well, I don't know how else you would know her. She's very big on the Instagram world.
Well, and what? She's taken over from Hawker.
Well, she has. She's, you know, a spring. She's been spring racing carnival.
Right. This is the end of it for Maya. You've shot yourself in the foot. You've gone the same way as the Big M girls, the Chico Roll girl, Maya. You had the best of the business.
What about Elle McPherson was the Tab girl?
The Tab girl.
Yeah.
Who's this new girl? What's her name?
Elise Knowles.
Can I hear from her, please?
Well, let's have a listen
this
to her.
From her Instagram.
I'm going to show you my workout routine, my beauty routine, and so much more whilst I was here in the beautiful Maldives. So stay tuned and check it out.
There you go. She sounds bubbly. She does. Look,
jeez, Jane, what goes on in the world?
I don't. It seems mess with it?
Why mess with it? It's like the end of an era.
Can I tell you?
What?
Hawko's not upset. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I just looked at her Instagram not long ago.
Yeah.
And she's just posted a photo of herself in an infinity pool.
Oh.
With her hair wet, looking at a sunset.
Go on.
In the Maldives.
Hey, I'd rather be looking at that. That's where Elise Knowles just said she was.
Yeah, well, Hawko's there.
And maybe that's where we can sort this out, in the Maldives.
Well, Elise Knowles currently, you know why? She's currently in her undies in the catalogue that's just come out.
Well, you have my attention.
Yoink. Just showed you a picture.
Maybe
it's a very revealing piece
maybe you
of
could get into your dress room and throw your hat in the ring.
Yeah, got that red dress.
You think?
A little pash dress.
Yeah. My pash dress. I could be a Mike.
You know what? Once again, the march of reality TV.
Again,
which
usurps.
Everything of someone who is genuinely carved out a career as a Miss Universe, all that now is
cheerleader
from the Newcastle Knights back in the day.
Yep.
And all of a sudden,
you go on telly with a hammer.
Someone from the block.
Yeah.
Now,
Bushka.
Jeez, Maya, I hope you thought this through.
They might have.
You know, maybe Bunnings. Maybe the Bunnings girl. She could be the Bunnings girl. Maybe a Kmart girl.
Well.
But I would suggest
she was
a
grid
figurehead from
Elise
Grid Girl.
Knows. She was a grid girl.
Oh, well, hang on. Well, maybe I'm coming around. Can someone get me a picture? Get me a picture.
All right. Yeah, you see, I've shown her in her lingerie.
What's Darren talking about? Darren?
Oh, yeah, Josh. Oh, let's have a talk to Darren. Hi, Darren.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Really good. You actually had some information that is, I forgot to mention this bit.
Maya has hit rock bottom. They've got Josh Gibson.
He's the former AFL Hawthorn footballer.
Former AFL and all of his splendour in the catalogue. Got picked it up Sunday and almost fell over.
He's in his Reg Grundy's too.
Is he?
Yeah. He was in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Now, this is what happens.
Surprised they didn't come for me.
I am
a known underpant model, have been on billboards.
But you usurp all that because you've already been there, done
obviously
that.
Obviously, they can't get gun.
Hey, Sean, you've got some more info on Elise Knowles.
Sean?
Sean, how are you?
Shane, is it?
Shane. Hey, Mick.
Hello, Shane. How are you? All right, Elise Knowles, what do you know?
Oh, she's banging.
All right.
Okay. Wow. Attractive, you mean?
All right. Good to see you. Hey, that's great input.
Yeah.
Thanks for ringing up and sharing it with us.
Shane had other information to tell us that she was an F1 grid girl. Is that correct?
Yep.
Oh, that was before we got rid of the grid girls.
Well.
Which we're not allowed to have anymore because the fun police decided.
Shit, it's all coming down on you at the moment. You've got your Incredibles 2
I'm going to go and set myself on fire out the front of the Maya windows.
I think that's going
like
too
in protesters,
far.
No, I'm doing it.
Right.
Really?
No, I'm doing it.
All right, good luck with that.
That'll burn for days.
I'll bring the matches.
Burn for days. All right, Men Are Idiots next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane and Mick around Australia, as heard on Triple M in the Limestone Coast, which is Mount Gambier, South Australia. Shout out to you guys. Yeah, great part of the world. The Blue Lake.
Oh, Blue Lakes.
Yeah.
We've got a great steakhouse up there. The Barn. I think it's called The Barn.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, baby.
Oh, that would make you happy.
That's a good piece of meat. Trust me. It's one of the few topics I'm good at.
Food?
Oh, yeah. Well, steaks in particular.
Steaks.
Oh, it's called The Barn. Oh, I'm sure.
We say hello to everyone there. Oh, I'm sure if there's a Coles there, I wonder if they've got the these ridiculous little shop toy
things. What's going on? I got hassled the other day. I went down to a Coles and I thought I saw a fight in progress.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? What are they?
Okay, so they're little miniature. Didn't I bring one in the other day? They're in little packets and they're little miniature. You weren't paying attention.
I know. I remember. Pantene, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Pantene, which you didn't know what that was, right? So they've got these. Don't say they've got these little packets that people are literally going off their chops for. But you'd think
what are they for? Are they for kids or are they for adults?
Well, I thought they were for kids, but adults are really into them at the moment. And What's happening
you
now?
You haven't explained what they are.
Tell me.
No, tell me again. Just so I'm totally clear.
All right. They are miniature versions of real products. So like...
Like what?
Like... Finish.
Hey, don't grit your teeth.
No, because you said, I don't know what it is, and I've told you, so I'll tell you again, just to be clear. They're little packets of finished dishwashing liquid or tins of tuna.
Oh, wow.
Or Pantene.
Oh, how long has this been going on for?
Well, not long, hence the...
How does this
It's not appealing to you, all right?
How's it appealing to kids? You get a tiny...
Well, it's not just appealing to kids. People are staking out... queues at the supermarket checkout.
Why?
And if you spend over $30, you get a packet of these things.
What, do you get to choose which one?
No, because it's a surprise.
Oh.
So people are
like
collecting the whole
set. It's like
set.
A lucky dip.
It's a lucky
dip. Well,
why
didn't you say that and then I would have understood what you were talking about? I love a lucky dip.
I wish I
should have one.
Swear
here.
Right now.
The lucky
I
dip.
Do have the dumper.
Remember Lucky Dip?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Shut up school. About Lucky Dip. It's got nothing to do with this.
But that was so much fun, you'd go and...
So you know what?
It's a real...
Like, a boys and a girls one too.
There's a boys one, so you'd have like a pink one and a blue one.
Oh, my God, it's not a Lucky Dip.
And you'd go in a Lucky Dip, and then you wouldn't
up.
Know what you were getting.
It's Coles
Little
Shop.
The universe would reward you.
So...
I love a Lucky Dip.
It's been so popular that Coles have organised swap days.
For what?
For the flipping little shop things, right? And customers are queuing up for these swap meets.
So the swap days take place inside the supermarkets?
Yes. Wow. So this is Alex Carlton wrote this story in
News.com. And how many do you collect? How many do you collect?
I think there's about 30.
Right.
Yes, there's 30 in the whole range. But some
do you know what they are? Do you know? Is there a board or something?
Oh, my God, if you let me finish, I will tell you. Some are rarer than the others.
It's like footy cards.
Correct. Yeah. So someone is
why
going,
you say that?
Anyone
say
got the like water bottle? Cards. Said a blonde woman in her 40s. I need the bananas. Who has the bananas? Yells someone else. No one ever has the bananas. One woman confides to me looking downcast. They're very rare.
Someone got killed. Mugged. Someone got mugged who had the bananas.
Listen, in this report that was in news.com, a man in his 20s wearing a grey hoodie cases the queue, holding out a miniature Vicks vapor rub.
Mick's wearing a grey hoodie now.
You are. That's what I thought of. Tuna? Spare tuna?
Tuna?
Anyone to swap this for the tuna?
Who's queuing up for a mini pack of a tuna or a stroke as well as a Vicks vapor rub?
I'm not sure, but we've got someone who might help us with this. Geez. And we have Sally, which is not her real name. Because
right.
I believe, Sally, you are a Coles employee. Can you enlighten us on what the hell's going on?
Oh, I'd like to know that myself, actually. It's actually getting quite crazy because they're starting to get quite feisty and making staff. Well, today I saw somebody sort of get to a staff member and make her go through the whole box to try and find something she wanted.
Really?
Even though there was like 5 trolleys waiting to be served.
That's ridiculous.
And Sally, yeah. how much food do you have to purchase or how much money do you have to spend to qualify to get one of these little things?
It's one per $30 that you spend.
$30.
Yeah. So, so are people still asking when people aren't interested in getting them for themselves, do other customers say, can I have your little shop?
Oh, yeah. Yep. All the time. All the time. And then, you know, you look at the customer and they're like, well, I don't care. And I'm like, well, I don't care either. And, you think it was Christmas sometimes.
And it's not just children, is it? It's adults.
What's the hardest one to get,
it's
Sally?
Actually, it's not the kids. It's the parents.
Oh, what's the hardest one to get, Sally?
I think the Nutella is. Everyone seems to be
the Nutella.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Sally, for calling. I do have a prize for
didn't
Sally.
Didn't you have one the other day that just had foam in it?
No, it wasn't foam. There was something, it was Weet-Bix but had foam inside and children were trying to eat it.
Everything you've mentioned strikes me as something that would never interest a child in a million years. A tiny Pantene. A tiny tuna.
Correct.
A tiny banana.
I get it.
What do you like?
I know. It's terrible. Hey, John.
Yep.
What have you been aware of to do with these
shops? Number one, I've got the bananas and I've got the Nutella on the way. But anyway...
How do you know you've got Nutella?
Because I'm swapping it with somebody. I've posted on Facebook and I reckon I've had 50 replies. The only thing I need left to get is the eggs. And, like, seriously, I feel like a drug dealer. I'm driving places, handing things over and coming back. You know, I went into a coffee shop in Oliver Brown the other day. I'm on the phone to, I work as a butcher, I'm on the phone to one of the suppliers. He goes, what are you doing? I said, mate, I'm turning around and going, I'm doing the coal shop. He's going, it's for you, isn't it? Not your kids. And I said, nah, it's for me. He says, what are you doing? I said, I'm here to swap something for Vicks. And then, because I've got my name over my chest, I'll turn around and look around. This girl just waves at me. I walk over, I hand her the product, she gives me one, and I leave.
Sounds like a deal.
I've knocked on people's doors. Okay, how are you going? Here you go. Thank you very much. See you later.
John, how's this going to end? What is the what happens? Have you got...
Eggs to get. I can get the eggs. I can pick them up next Monday, next Saturday if I haven't got them beforehand.
And what happens when you get the lot, John? What happens then?
Then I start collecting them for my girlfriend's kids.
Look, we're going to have to go to an ad break, I think. When we come back, we've got a full board of callers. I believe we've got someone who might have finished the set.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Oh, stand by.
All right, there we go.
133353. Are you caught up in this Coles Little Shoppers extravaganza?
It's going on.
Yeah, it's going off around Australia. Give us a ring, 133353. Take your call next. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
It is quite extraordinary, this Coles Little Shoppers business. 133353, you can call in, by the way. This
You're
is Kennedy
a nerd,
Malloy.
You'd be in it for sure.
I haven't actually dabbled in it. No, I haven't, believe it or not.
You'd be hanging around aisle three in a trench coat.
Well, my daughter said, I want to collect them. It's like, well, what are you going to do with it once you've got them? It's just rubbish, more stuff we have around the house.
So, I've been through all the cards. You know, they have the wildlife cards and all that. Yeah. Chucked in the move.
Exactly.
They're all gone. I'm not starting another craze in our house, so I give them
Don't
to
need it.
Sam, our producer. I give them to him.
Thanks a lot.
But your boys haven't started collecting them yet.
Yeah, well, that's because, no one cares about them.
Marshy's in here.
Marshy, what are you bringing to the table?
Oh, I just had a quick look on eBay and I saw the little Nutella was going for $35.
What?
No each. Kidding. Oh, so there's God money God. To
That's
be made.
That's more than actual Nutella.
Yeah, exactly.
Our farmers are in trouble.
Our farmers.
Exactly.
Come on.
That's so true.
Come on.
What's happening?
That's a good point you raise, Jane Kennedy.
Thank you very much, Marshy.
$35, Marshy. You know where I can get one? Get a number for me.
Tell you. We've got Mark on the line.
Is it too late to enter the race?
No, it's not too late.
So
Mark.
So I can get involved. Can I become a mogul at this?
You might be. G'day, Mark. How are you going?
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Tell us your news.
I just wanted to add my little 2 cents for it. But, these prices of these things on eBay, they're just going absolutely crazy. We've finished our set.
You're finished.
Oh, you've finished.
You've got the whole
you're
set.
Done.
Yeah, we're finished. Yeah,
put that in a safe place, bro.
We did it for about 2.5 weeks. So we spent umpteen dozens and hundreds of dollars at Coles to buy these things.
Did you spend extra money to get
than
these
you ordinarily
set?
Would?
Oh yeah. We've done a lot of our swapping and that on Facebook. There's little like buy swap and sell sites on Facebook.
How much do you reckon you spend all up?
Anything up to about $800 or $900.
What? Oh, thank you, Mark. That's amazing. Do you know what? Whoever's thought of this is a flipping genius.
Well, because I can't even understand it. You know, a lot of times when you hear a good idea, you go, oh, of course.
Yeah.
And you go, that was sitting under our nose the whole time. I still can't process
it. It'll be the furthest thing from my mind in an advertising marketing campaign to do this. Justin.
Yeah, how you going, Jane?
Good. What's your stash, mate?
The two that you mentioned before, the banana and Nutella, I've got two spare bananas and three Nutellas at home.
I'll give you $1,000 for them.
Deal. What? How about a Mitcoin?
It's tempting.
I'll give you a Mitcoin. For two spare bananas. Which are the...
Bananas are rare and Nutella's very rare. So he's got gold.
How are you going at home? Are you collecting these?
No, I've told you I'm not going anywhere near it because I can't afford to do that. Thanks, Justin, for the call. Jake.
Yeah, how you going?
You've got some interesting news about buy, swap and sell groups on Facebook. What's happening?
Yeah, I've seen them on those community pages and they're selling them for, a couple of $100 a pop.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic, really. You get it for nothing and you're trying to sell it for a couple of $100.
And is it clogging up the groups with all this?
Oh, yeah. So that's pretty much all is on those pages at the moment. It's ridiculous.
That is really, honestly incredible. I think we're...
Anyone who says that this the economy's no good...
People are spending $900 on their shopping.
$900 to get a tiny Nutella, you idiots.
What happens when it finishes is what I don't...
You
can't even put it in a little dollhouse, can you? There's no, like, little... Maybe they have to build a little mini supermarket.
Maybe. That's sort of lucky dip. You know that there's...
If you talk about that lucky dip... One more time. We might wrap this up.
All right. There's lots going on. I still don't understand exactly what you're talking about. I nearly did see a fight down at Coles, which I thought was interesting.
Come on, everyone. Get a grip.
People sitting out the front like homeless people, but asking for little Nutellas.
Get a grip. All right. Australia.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Personally, I think you're a idiot.
Most definitely inept.
You couldn't possibly know that.
He has set off a world of woe.
I can't hear you.
You blistering idiot!
Jane thinks that all men are idiots.
We have people that are stupid.
You idiot.
Men are idiots.
Yes, they are.
All right, fair call. Fair call. We'll cop that.
Shall we start with one?
Who do you want to start with?
Well, I never really thought he was an idiot.
It's a very aggro segment, this, and me and Dave take it personally, but we'll allow it.
No, because we do women are idiots too. We're very fair on this show.
Occasionally.
Not enough.
Well, it only needs to be occasionally.
Right.
Let's start with...
What do you want to start with?
Kanye West.
Hoi.
Let's...
Righto, I get it.
Men are idiots.
You're referring to the Kimmel interview?
I am. He went on Jimmy Kimmel in the US.
There's a fair bit from that to...
To digest. Yeah. There's a lot to digest. So we're going to take you through it step by step.
Sure. Shall we go through his simulation, his big theory about how the world works?
Okay, let's listen.
Sometimes you just have to be fearless enough to break the simulation. And when I mean simulation, this is what I mean by the simulation. Sorry, I know you guys wanted to clap, but everything I'm going to say is going to be amazing.
Wow.
Here's the idea why you're in a simulation. Let's start with acting, first of all. And a two-year-old screams at a restaurant, the entire restaurant screams, teach that kid how to act. We're all unpaid actors in some giant script that we didn't write. You know, that's the simulation that I'm talking. That's what I mean when I say simulation.
That kid's called North.
Okay.
That in the script.
Well, there's not much you can come back to with that because I'm still not sure what simulation means in his world.
How can you just get by with pure ego?
Yeah.
How does it work? If you honestly believe that everything you do is genius,
I'm so disappointed.
Even when it's as infantile and as dumb and as stupid as that.
I used to admire him in some manner or form, but he keeps going.
All right. What's he up to now?
Same interview. Is this
Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Jimmy asked him this question, and this is in, we haven't doctored this at all. This is real time.
Idiot.
You so famously and so powerfully said George Bush doesn't care about black people. It makes me wonder what makes you think that Donald Trump does, or any people at all. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back. And Kanye West.
Yeah.
His album's called Yeah.
He said he actually later tweeted, on Jimmy Kimmel, we had a great time having a dialogue. Well, you did.
Yeah.
I'm reading that I was stumped by a question. Let me clarify the clickbait. I wasn't stumped. I wasn't given a chance to answer the question. They did come back after the ad break. And he said, the question was so important I took the time to think.
That would be a first for Kanye.
But he's done another crazy thing.
Yes, what's he done?
Well, he talks about, he's got a new song called Ecstasy.
Right, X-T-C-Y, ecstasy.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
the lyrics have got him in a little bit of trouble, haven't they?
They have, because they refer to what he would like to do with his sisters-in-law.
Okay. Oh, great. Feel good.
Have we got a little bit of this
let's
song?
Let's have a listen to the song.
Okay.
You got sick thoughts, I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law, you a smash, I got four of them. Damn. Those is your sisters. You did something unholy to them pictures. Damn, you need to be locked up. Nah, we need a bigger hot tub.
Men are idiots.
Yes. Wow, is that his men are idiots or was that your men are idiots?
That was mine, but it sounds better than the song and he should put it in the track.
Right.
Yeah, no, he said that's what he would like to things.
I know it's your segment. Can I chip in with one?
Go ahead.
Barnaby Joyce.
Oh.
I'd like to
Men are idiots.
Be my guest.
Barnaby Joyce, who's a new book. How's it? Weatherboarded Iron is the title. Like, he's this guy, this outback warrior, standing on his balcony with a board and irons.
Sounds like a song.
It's a
country Kelly song. A Paul Kelly song, Weatherboard and Iron.
It's a political biography. It's very timely because we all want to know more about Barnaby.
We haven't heard enough of him.
Some fascinating insights into Barnaby. Maybe I bet you there's a whole chapter on poo and pistol and boo in there. Yes. Whole chapter about the bonk ban, which was brought in. Unfortunately, can't be made retrospective.
In his case.
You know what, Jane? I'm putting this straight into the pantheon of great political biographies. In fact, I like it so much. Mm. I like Weatherboard and Iron so much by Barnaby Joyce. Yes. I'm saying it's up there with Rob Oakeshott, the independent member for Line, which is one of the all-time. If you haven't
I didn't get to read that.
If you
one.
Haven't read that from cover to cover,
no,
you're
sorry.
An idiot. Anna Bligh through the wall.
Oh, another, another
I mean,
huge
she
one.
Is a trailblazer. Now working for the big banks. Isn't that a great, great place for? She's a representative defending the big banks.
Well, that's what you want in a former politician.
In a former Labor heavyweight.
That's
very
what you
disappointing.
Want them to head.
Anna Bligh. Bob Catter, an incredible race of people. I mean, that has been the yardstick for a long time.
Who else has got one?
Well, what about Dear Quinton? Letters of a Governor General.
Dame Quinton.
I say, I put it to you that Barnaby Joyce could take its place in the pantheon of greats and knock all these off.
I think you might be right. I mean, honestly, I would like to just know who's going to buy it.
Who's going to buy it?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, not his daughters. On his daughters. Do they get a mention?
I don't believe they do. But
isn't
I
it
believe,
dedicated to them or something?
I believe his son might have scored a photo in there.
Little Seb.
Yes.
Little Sebastian. Little bastard. He is.
You can't say that about a baby.
He is.
You cannot say that about a baby.
Mate, you wait.
What?
He'll be a no. demon seed.
No,
he'll hang out with Prince George. Hire a little posse.
You don't like many babies or children, do you, in the public eye?
Little pumpkin heads.
You don't like Beyonce's daughter?
She's a...
Blue? Yeah. Ivy Blue?
Blue Ivy, please.
Blue Ivy. Come on. It was Ivy Blue.
Blue Ivy. Jane? Hey, let's take your calls. 1-3-3-5-3.
Okay, good idea.
Oh, yeah, doing Men Are Idiots. Who would you like to nominate? Might be someone that you know. Might be your boss, your brother, uncle, dad.
Dave.
Men Are Idiots. No, how dare you? 1-3-3-5-3. We'll take your calls after this.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Men Are Idiots.
Men Are Idiots.
1-3-3-5-3 with your nomination.
Give us a call. Who else, Jane?
Well, you know who I've missed.
Sure, you lay the boots
for
in.
For quite a few months. Thomas Markle.
Oh.
Can we go him?
Men Are Idiots.
He's hung up on Prince Harry, and I won't have it.
Yeah.
Prince Harry was really, you know, I think he's a reasonable human being.
Yeah, he's in my top three ringers.
He is mine too, and I think he's just literally saying to Thomas, dude, stop talking to the press. Is that, you know, it's pretty reasonable.
He doesn't get to control other people's lives, though. I mean, what's he ever done?
He can, who?
Hey.
Thomas Markle.
No, what's Harry? Harry, how does he get to tell other people?
No, he can say, mate, calm down and just stop talking.
He wouldn't have even met him, yet he feels he has the
right. No, he hasn't met him.
Well, there you go. But he can ring him up on the phone and go, mate.
Oh, are you on Mr. Markle's side?
No, kind of. I like the way he rolls. Which is a pretty ad hoc.
That is really
doesn't really care.
Predictable.
He didn't sign up for the royal family, by the way, Jane Kennedy.
No, but
he didn't sign up and say, I'll do whatever you want.
But he's a dad and he should be supporting his daughter and his daughter's upset and he shouldn't be embarrassing her.
His daughter could be anything.
They haven't.
Die Mark too. You watch this.
Meghan Markle
you watch
hasn't.
The wheels fall off this fairy tale.
No, not yet.
This will end in a tunnel somewhere at high speed.
I beg your pardon. No, you're being silly today. Come on. Meghan hasn't spoken to her father for 3 months since the wedding day.
That's
and that's terrible.
It's just standard operating procedure.
But
for
he's more mature and he should grow up and leave her alone. Bam. Idiot. With him.
You feel like you've made a really good point.
I really feel like I do.
You get stuck into some carny folk who are attached to someone who's now a princess. Oh, yeah, that coming. Poor guy was going about his
nut
life
job without, other daughter.
Without having people like you commenting on him. And now the prince has gone and dragged him into summer because they've done so much. They are.
You like Megan's sister too, didn't you?
She's hot. She's on my list.
She
though.
Is not hot.
Girls, I would.
She's not hot.
I beg your pardon. What's her name?
I'm not sure.
Nancy?
That's not
Samantha.
Nancy. You never support me. Anything I like.
Sorry.
I'm saying it was like a private guilty pleasure that I reckon she'd...
Oh, that's enough. I don't want the mental
Stacey.
Image.
Stacey. Hi, Stacey.
Sorry, Stacey, let's stop this banter.
Men are idiots. Who are you poking the finger at?
So to the blokes that were driving around on a motorised picnic table on Saturday in the Swan Valley.
Now, you're calling us from Perth, obviously, yes?
Yes, that's right.
Now, to explain this to me, I think this is genius, by
the
way.
This is hilarious.
If I'm going to have lunch in the winery region of beautiful Perth, I'm going to drive there with my own picnic table. Is it already set? Was it set as they were driving it there?
Look, I have no idea. We were driving home and I drove past them on a side
street. You drove past us?
Look, they were on a side street and they were parked. They were parked on the road and one of the fellas thought it was hilarious to deck himself in the middle of the road, having a bit of a standoff with an oncoming car.
Stacey.
To deck himself?
That's funny.
I'm hoping that's on the way back from the winery, not on the way to.
Do you know, Stacey? It actually had a number plate, and the number plate is care factor 0%.
Is that right?
On the picnic table.
Oh, well played.
That's fantastic. Ridiculous.
It was. I must admit, I found it hilarious, but I'm not sure about the oncoming car because I'm sure.
Were they breathed at all? Do we know how much the picnic table had been drinking? Thank you, Stacey. Prize, please.
Thanks, Stacey.
David.
No problem. See ya.
I'd like to give Stacey a prize.
Sure,
please.
You've got yourself a $100 fuel voucher there, Stacey. Listening to us
lovely.
At Mix 94.5 there in Perth. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Hey, we've got Alan on the line. Alan, what did you do? Were you the idiot or, you know, someone who's an idiot?
Yeah, I'm nominating myself as the idiot. I had a really idiotic moment on the weekend.
What happened?
Well, I'm actually a promotions manager at a club and we had a lineup of people for an event. There was one lady there that had a very unflattering shirt. She was complaining that it was quite cold and if the line could hurry up. So what I had done in my, you know, position of authority, I was like, I'll let you skip the line. I'll bring you inside because obviously you're with child. And you,
She
wasn't. It was a very unflattering.
Alan, you've fallen for obvious. You've fallen for the one that
it's a no-brainer.
Everyone's been warned about this.
Yeah. You cannot ever say congratulations or accuse a woman of being pregnant until literally she's been wheeled into emergency having a cesarean.
If you're the doctor delivering the baby, do not accuse her of being pregnant.
I know that now. I wanted to dig a hole and bury myself, but you know, the line was full and I was said in the nicest possible way. I was like,
you're
obviously
with child.
Well done, Alan. No, you're still an idiot.
Fair dinkum,
here's
idiot.
A tip, never say it on stage to a woman who, if you're in the middle of your stand-up routine.
Oh, you haven't.
I have that on good authority. Craig.
Yes.
What, mate? What have you done?
It's me. I'm the idiot. Yeah. I've pulled all the barbecue, you know, in your Weber barbecue, you've got all your metal bits and pieces.
Yep.
They just get pretty grotty. So I pulled them all out, put them all in the dishwasher, and Mrs. said, I reckon they'd be right in there. So I put them all in there, set it to the highest temperature, which went for like 3 hours or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chucked the tablet in, press start, and walked away, and I come back like 3 hours later, and opened it all up, and I thought, it didn't really do much at all. They're still dirty.
Where's the soap?
I pulled the tablet thing out, and I said to my daughter, she's only 11, I said, the plastic didn't even bloody dissolve off this tablet. And she said, they're new ones, Dad. Mum's got them. They've got to take them out of the plastic.
Men are idiots.
Just want to say that may have happened to someone I know.
Oh, really?
He's down the coast recently.
I'm still amazed you could put a dishwasher on. Congratulations. Hey, we're going to come back with Anne Edmonds. Stick around, everyone, on Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yep, and we're going to ride this home to the gates of oblivion. It's going to be an absolute ripper. Nanny State coming up.
There's a few crazy things that have happened we've unearthed around this country
that we just won't
have, and they're un-Australian.
You're better than
won't
that.
Have it.
Black James Bond, Jane, is it too soon? I think it's too soon.
You think?
You can't just change
Don't
overnight.
Don't have some crusty white man.
Like that. It's not going to happen.
No?
Hey, we're going to take all your calls, all your tweets. There's a lot going on, but let's start at the top.
Anne Edmonds is comfortable on stage.
Anyone here with their parents tonight? Losers. Now, you've walked into that, admit it.
Seems comfortable on our TV screens on Have You Been Paying Attention?
What item of clothing is now optional at the Spring Racing Carnival?
Dignity?
She's comfortable as her fashionista-turned-comedian alter ego, Helen Bidou.
I've been doing it 6 months and I've already won an award.
Please make her feel comfortable in the Kennedy Malloy Studios. It's Anne Edmonds.
Well, we do like to make you feel comfortable. Oh, sit in the comfy
Hello.
Chair, Edo.
Welcome
Hello,
aboard.
How are you? I'm very comfortable.
Yeah, you
very,
do.
Very nice.
Can I just say quickly, I am dying to see this Helen Bidou. In the recent comedy festival, that's all I heard about. People who were going, people who had been. I think you were nominated for awards. Mm. Are you having a ball doing this?
It's good fun. She's a horrible, horrible human being.
I was about to say, I think Helen would actually be a bit mad for Mick, don't you think?
Yeah, she'd like Mick, yeah.
Right, she would well, like Mick.
She likes Mick, likes Botox. No, she's good, but it's good to play her because I can just be nasty and just say things that I couldn't say as myself.
Jane doesn't need a character for that. Jane Kennedy seems to have that covered. Where are you going? You're in Brisbane soon, yeah?
Going up to Brisbane, yeah, in late October to do a couple of shows.
So called I feel like Into the Spinnaker Lounge.
Yes, I feel Helen like it might be a spiritual home
well,
up there.
Well, I was going to say, will they get the character because they'll be like half every lady that's walking down the street, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. The Gold Coast would be more concerned.
Oh, yeah, could be.
That's her home.
And you're on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight?
Yes.
Well, I look out. I've done a couple with you. You're hard to beat.
I know.
Very good.
I've done quite a few well with Edo. That's just after the show in the green room.
Yeah, that's true, actually. We get into it, don't we?
We do get into it, but it's good fun. That's on tonight on Channel 10. Yep, you can catch that.
Ursula and Dane, both
great. Yes.
So it's a full hilarious. House. Absolutely.
You also have one, which we like reading out, when you get nominated and you win stuff, sometimes people like to be a bit, you know, oh, it's not a big deal. Mm. But it actually is a big deal, especially in the world of comedy because it's so damn competitive at the moment. Winner Best Show at the Sydney Comedy Festival 2018.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was
it's pretty recent.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. Got a bit of money for that one.
Yeah. Oh, really? Do you really? Isn't that good news?
And what did you do with that? I've never equated a comedy with winning money, but what do you do with that? You spin that in a frivolous fashion?
Yeah, I'm going to go on a holiday with that one. It wasn't that much. I might get up to Bendigo or something. get the V-line up to Bendigo.
You had a TV series, of course, that was on the ABC. I saw last year, The Edge of the Bush.
Yes.
Are there any plans to do anything else down that vein? Or
maybe,
like that?
Yeah. There's a little bit of talk. We might go again or do something else.
Do you spend time when I haven't actually asked you this in real life, but do you collaborate with someone else when you write? Do you have a sort
No,
of a
it's
game?
Very lonely time for old Edo. I spent a lot of time that one I wrote in a library on my own.
that's doubly sad.
Yeah,
wow.
Seriously. Yeah. Nerd alert. But
see,
yeah, I
would have thought it'd be a lot more raucous the process.
No, it's just me sitting there going
on your own in a library.
Yeah, and with my head in my hands going, no.
Did you ever get told off for laughing at anything you'd just written?
No. Yeah.
Am I mistaken or is this true? Do you swim every day?
Yeah, I don't swim every day, but I went on a crazy swimming adventure. There's this thing you can do called swim trek. I don't know if you've heard of it.
It's not appealing to either of us here.
Unless it's a pool bar, and I'm afraid you've lost me all
And it's 32 degrees.
No, you swim from like island to island, towing your possessions behind you. I know. It's a form of,
a form of torture.
Give me an example. When you say island to island.
Well, I did it in Vanuatu.
There's 1,000 islands in Vanuatu. You can go forever.
So you just, and you have this weird little boat behind you that's got your stuff in it and you drag it along. It's bizarre, isn't it? But this is how
I what distances are you swimming?
That one we do like 5 or 6 Ks a day or something. It wasn't too bad.
Don't
strike me as your swimming Dawn Fraser type,
yeah,
I must say.
I like
so
it.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's a bit like meditation in there.
And who else is, are you on your own or how many?
Yeah,
other?
Just me out in the, No, there's a group of people. That one I did with a whole of Italians who could swim, surprisingly.
This gets crazier.
Yeah, it's weird.
There's got to be a
it's
show
a
in that,
hobby.
Surely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we come back, I believe you have a Men Are Idiots that you might want to share.
Yeah,
is he in this room? No? Good. We will proceed.
You didn't answer. It could be. Yeah.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Anne Edmonds is with us in studio. By the way, Anne's comedy show Enter the Spinnaker Lounge with Helen Bedeau in Brisbane. Comedy.com.au for tickets. That's happening in October the 26th and 27th at QPAC.
Get along. Talk of the town should be great on. Have you been paying attention tonight? Watch out for Tommy. He's changed since his Australia day.
Yeah, he's got a bit of
an
attitude.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Make sure you get into him.
Yeah. Sam was getting into him.
Was he?
Yeah. Well, Sam, how'd Sam go? He'll come last again tonight.
Yeah,
I'll have a bet. And also, did I hear that you're on True Story tomorrow night with our friends Hamish and Andy?
Yeah, that's a fun show. Playing a baggage handler.
Okay.
Yeah.
And things go wrong. I've seen an animal cage and a guilty looking.
There's a cat. Yeah, Yeah. No, it's really funny. It's good show. Check it out.
Now, you said we were talking before and I always enjoy doing Men Are Idiots segment and you picked up on one. Have you got your own?
Well, how long have you got? we could go through all my
lots
exes. We go through to six.
I'd like to do that. Well, let's devote an entire show to this one, though.
No, I was at my little niece, Claudia's prelim final, which she lost, footy, okay. AFL, and there was one of those dads on the sidelines.
Oh, no.
Getting stuck into the umpire who was, you know, like a 14-year-old boy. And I don't even know if they're paid these, you know, or maybe they get $10.
Maybe.
And he's just yelling at him the whole match and swearing. And then the coach of my niece's team came over and said, mate, cut it out. And then he started in on her and shit.
Oh,
and I was like, you're an idiot.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of interesting in a way because he's quite liberated to be at supporting women's football on the one hand.
You're conflicted about this, aren't
you? Yeah. Like on the one hand, I'm like, oh, that's good he's here.
Yes, and then
he's
acting
the
same.
Leave.
In his defence, though, the stakes are high.
Yeah.
What is it, under 14s?
It was under 12.
Oh, big game.
Yeah.
Under 12s, there's careers.
Oh, fair enough.
At stake.
Yeah. Maybe he was upset about them cutting the women's league down next year.
Well,
that's probably getting to him a bit.
Well, that would have been. I mean, he'll probably not turn up. He'll probably set himself on fire on the sidelines next week. I told you this when I was in Vancouver for the ice hockey.
Oh.
I saw an under 14s ice hockey game, which is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen, where the coach actively encouraged, with the parents' support, players to make sure the opposition team did not walk off or skate off the ice. When I suggested this wasn't very sporting, they said, this is how it goes.
Really?
This was not an example or this was...
This is how it's done.
This is how it is done, and this is the coach's instructions, and the parents were in full cahoots.
Have you umpired before?
No, it's not my strong suit. I don't care for umpires.
Have you had to do it in netball or anything?
I've had to do it recently in basketball. I've had to coach.
Oh.
And I've only just been familiar with the rules. That's interesting.
I'd be like, you shouldn't be bouncing that.
I've had to separate my twin boys. How's that? Is that umpiring?
That is umpiring of sorts.
Had to call it a day.
Look, and we wish you all the best, of course, on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight? It's at 8:30 on 10 in the Wynn Network, and also tomorrow we can see you. We'll get a plug-in for Hamish and Andy's show as well on True Story. And also you can see Anne's comedy show, Enter the Spinnaker Lounge with Helen Bedeau in Brisbane, and she's a great character. We love having you in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for swinging by.
Yeah, good on you.
Catch you soon.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Rules.
This is the world we live in.
We got some rules around here.
Are they joking?
You believe that you are special, but somehow the rules do not apply to you.
This is anarchy.
We should write letters.
Has the world gone mad?
Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
Kennedy Malloy.
The rules have just changed.
Living in a nanny state.
You're always making things difficult.
Got that right, Toots. Sick of it. The nanny state. I'm born in the wrong time. I'm a frontier man. I need to get out there. I hate the rules. I hate the red tape.
Oh, no.
I hate bureaucracy.
Yeah,
I just like to ride.
Mm.
Just like to get on. I like to hotwire a car. I like to go on a Thelma and Louise style road trip. I just can't be tamed. Mm. You know what I mean?
I
just get bogged down in the minutia of modern life, and it's annoying.
Well, it's currently never been more ridiculous.
It's over the top, and particularly Australia, which out of every country in the world right now is over-governed at every level. It's got three different levels of government.
Yep.
People come out here and they cannot believe
it. They can't.
There was the head of Wallpaper Magazine who came out here and he gave us all a dressing down. And he said, this is now what I call a high-vis country.
Wow.
Year after year, you put
that's
on high-vis.
That's not a compliment.
That's not a compliment. He said, if you go over to Europe, I've just got back from Greece. Now, admittedly, they may have gone too far the other way.
They're a little slack with their rules.
There's a balance, and look, there may be a whole heap of unreported deaths on the roads and the like, but it just felt like you weren't being judged at every turn or being pinged in your pocket for doing something as marginal as a 1K over the limit or something.
Yep.
You are not going to believe this.
All right, what?
This is going on in Perth, right? A mum comes home. She can't fit her car in the garage, so she parks in the driveway.
The driveway, well,
of her house.
It's her driveway.
Shall we hear from her what happens?
Courtney Lunty Jenkins has parked at the front of her house like this for more than a year.
Exact same spot every day.
Never had an issue.
Never had an issue, no.
But yesterday, the Byford mother returned to her car to find a $60 fine. The council claiming the car was obstructing the path and its protruding tow bar was a safety concern.
Oh, there's clearly enough for two other people to pass.
To give some context, as you walk down the street, a number of gardens have grown over parts of the path. This lavender bush extending out roughly the same distance as Courtney's car.
What? A lavender bush?
Yes.
Burn it down. Get rid of the lavender bush. It's encroaching onto the footpath. Someone will brush past that.
Yep. That is insane behaviour. We won't have it.
Mind you, people do get a bit whiny about their cars in the front of their house.
You might remember I had
Dave.
I had a parking fine for my...
You have to pay it in the end?
No, I've challenged it. I haven't heard back from the council. They're going to look at it.
You challenged it. What happened? Here we go.
So I parked my car at the front of my house, which I have for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is the world's smallest car, remember. It's a Hyundai
Getz.
Very small. Anyway, the council officer in the world's quietest street, mind you, in my suburb, said, no, you're too close to the line in the road. So you'll $90 fine for that.
For parking out the front of your house?
Yeah, and it's at the front of my house. I said, well, where am I supposed to park?
You sure wasn't fine for driving a Getz?
Maybe it should have been. But so I challenged it and I haven't heard back from council yet.
But didn't you go right up to the mayor or something?
Yeah, no, I tweeted the mayor and they suggested that I challenge it with the
documentation. So it's ongoing. You haven't paid the money and we'll see what happens.
You set up some sort of GoFundMe thing. Which
we did. We got it GoFunded.
We got $50 from Andy Lee and that's it. Right. No one else.
Yeah. That was for your other GoFundMe.
That was the other one.
Oh, that was the dog. Sorry.
That's right.
Hey, there's another council that's ridiculous behaviour. Banyul Council in Victoria.
What's happened?
They have banned glow sticks.
What?
For kids around Christmas time.
Kids love
because glow sticks. Because they say they're bad for the environment and they distract children from focusing on the community spirit. I am not kidding.
Who gets to make that call?
I am not kidding.
Where's this from? Which state?
This is Victoria.
Good Lord.
Banyul and...
Banning a glow stick, something which would bring joy to a child. It's colourful. Yep. It's
kids
a toy.
Love them. You
can play
them
with it. It makes life exciting.
It's the best fun.
Hey, here's one. Why don't you ban kites?
Someone
could hurt themselves. Ban a kite.
Yeah.
Ban bikes.
Yep.
Another Victorian council, another council has recently banned children riding bikes, scooters and skateboards on a track at their local park.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, because I don't know. Is that dangerous?
Can we go to Queensland? Do you mind if we go to Queensland just for a minute?
Let's venture to Queensland.
Kids are becoming increasingly desk-bound as schools cut back on excursions and outdoor activities because of red tape and curriculum pressures. Principals say, listen to this, risk assessment demands have become too complicated. Some private schools are even purchasing specially designed software products to help them manage the complexities of their excursion paperwork. I'm telling you.
Can I just chip in with this?
Yes, go.
Paperwork is going to be the death of parents and schools. Stop outsourcing it to the parents to fill in the goddamn forms that we fill in time.
Hey.
You don't need all these. Do you know what it is? It's all about liability for the schools. All they care about financially. That's the only reason this is happening. It's financial. And kids are going to miss out on going to excursion.
You can't go to camp now. That's
ridiculous.
I nearly cut my thumb off at school camp.
That's
Glen
good
Maggie.
Times.
But that was, I accept the risks.
Yep.
I'll sign you a release. I'll do it again. Because you know what? It was a bloody good camp.
Kids have got to go.
We did at one stage. We went. They took us right white water rafting.
Oh, yeah, fun.
And I swear to God, I'm sure we left a couple of kids up there. We used to go whitewater rafting down rapids and wait around the corner, and all you'd see is splintered kayaks coming flying around the corner and no kids.
You know what?
We all had a big laugh about it. I went to a cadet camp and watched a kid. Craig McNichol on the rifle range as we were shooting at targets. We're on a rifle range.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, in the paddock behind it, I see a cow drop.
Okay.
And I go, Greg. They go, everyone guns down.
Listen, it's madness.
I had my stripe taken off me at cadet camp.
Did I mean, you? I want to ask
in front
why.
Of the whole platoon. It wasn't good.
No.
We lost a couple of kids on an Amex. But let me just tell you, that's part of the fun.
Yeah. Listen,
it's getting in trouble.
Yeah. Red tape's killing everything.
Just can't do anything.
Give us a call on 133353. What is the nanny state thing that's giving you the pip?
Driving me mad.
We're going to overthrow things.
You lost a stripe.
I lost a Lance Corporal stripe taken off me.
Oh.
In front of the platoon. Yeah, it's kind of like this SAS investigation at the moment. Can't say too much.
Don't bring it up.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Nanny State 133353. We are in the grips.
It fires me up. It fires me up because I do believe you're strangling the fun out of everything, and it's particularly to this country. You know what it is? We've got nothing bigger to worry about.
Like right.
We've got plenty to worry about in this country.
You know, we spend all our time fixating on these tiny things. It's like the nerds have won. Like the nerds who write the letters to the papers who complain about everything.
It's only one or two people that change things at the moment.
And all of a sudden, we all have to... pathetic. It gets me angry.
It is. We've got a lot of callers.
All right, fire away. Jason, Nanny State, what's the evidence?
G'day, guys. Love the show. I went to pick up my girls from daycare and they said, oh, do you mind signing this form? It's just to... permission to take your children off premises in case of a fire or evacuation.
Oh, come on.
Okay, now what could that possibly be for? No, I don't.
No, I want you to leave my child in the burning building.
Mm. Yeah, I give you permission to take Fred, but you have to leave Lenny. What are you going to say?
I just stared at the carer and they're like, I'm so sorry, we actually have to give you this.
So who thinks of this?
So that means that if you don't get the letter, they would seriously consider leaving a child in a burning
building.
Or
they say it's not their responsibility if you haven't signed a form.
We've signed the release. And
no duty of care. Thanks, Jason. That's crazy. Cameron. Right.
Hello, Jane, Mick. How are you?
Good. Really good.
What, and nanny state evidence of?
Yeah, Mick. Yeah, as you know, I'm a big sporting nut. I went to the Saturday game Hawthorn Geelong, got a meat pie and a couple other things and chips. Free sauce. Beautiful.
Right. Okay,
Sunday,
good for you.
Go across over the footbridge to see a Melbourne Storm play. Buy the same stuff.
Yeah.
Sauce and mustard. 30 cents a packet, thanks.
Whoa. Oh, gee.
Nah. That's rubbish.
You can say things are cheaper than the AFL at any time.
No, that is rubbish, and I reckon...
that's un-Australian. Yeah. We've done this in our un-Australian segment.
You can't charge for sauce and mustard.
You can't charge for sauce and mustard.
Come on.
You idiots.
Ridiculous.
Get out. You're making us look stupid. We used to have a really free-flowing lifestyle. We used to be world-renowned for our laissez-faire attitude, she'll be right, mate, and it's just not
true.
We're
all pent up.
We are not those people anymore.
Come on. Hey, Dave.
Hello, guys.
Yeah, what's the nanny state that's giving you the pip?
Oh, it's Junior Rugby League bringing in next year from the ages of 6 to 9, non-contact.
Now, is this universal?
Well, I believe it's starting up in Queensland, but New South Wales are looking at it as well.
And but isn't it the whole point?
There's a big day coming for these kids. He thinks it's a laugh.
Wow, when they turn 10.
Until they turn 10, all
they're
of a sudden.
They're a shock.
Jesus, what happened?
Just that dude on top of me.
Hey, everybody, ouch.
Wow.
I don't know if that's the answer, is it? You know, it's a real wrestle. It's a mental wrestle to work out what to do. Do you have weight divisions? Age divisions or whatever, but no contact for the kids is sending out the wrong message, I would say. No? Maybe. Well done, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Leonie.
Hey.
How you going?
Yeah, a bit frustrated.
Oh.
All right, settle down. What happened?
No, I'm loving the tone in your voice.
What's happened, Leonie?
I've got two little lovely girls, year one and year five, and they told me, Mum, we're in the choir, and I thought that's awesome. They're always singing until they brought home a contract. Both of them.
What do you mean?
They had to sign contracts that said that they need to perform in all the choir performances and go to all the practices in or out of school time. Also, they needed to arrange with their teacher that should they be out of class time doing their choir performance, that they needed to catch up.
Is this the King's Choir? Who is this?
Singing the choir?
Is this
Ave Maria?
Is this the Qantas Choir? is this joining the three tenors? I mean, what's going on, Leonie? Who are they? What level of school is this?
No. It's just a local public school. It's not
Leonie,
what are the other parents feel? Exactly. What are the other mums and dads saying about this?
The boys have to get castrated. Has to go castrati at a certain time. So, I mean, how strict do you want it, Leonie?
I'm glad I've got daughters, let me tell you.
Your girls just won't ever sing, don't they?
Look, I wrote a letter back and I said, you know, I've got four children. So I said, as the mother of a large family, I need to know dates up front, thank you, before we can commit and sign a contract to know when our children need to perform. I said, also, sending a contract, I thought I was under the impression that my children were singing for pleasure and it's taken all enjoyment out of singing at all. Thank you, we will not be signing.
Well done, Leonie. Called their bluff, these idiots. Yeah. Someone's got too much spare time on their hands. Well done. Lockie.
Hey, guys, how are we doing?
Good. Yes. Good. Nanny state.
Oh, so I went to my niece's athletics carnival.
Yeah.
We are a non-sporting family and so have the coordination of a broomstick.
Sure.
So yep. My niece is very, very athletic. So, of course, she's done the under 8s, 100 metres, won the event. I'm absolutely wrapped for her. Go up there. Everybody gets first place ribbons. What the hell is that?
It's not on. Good effort and all that. So they don't give out a first place anymore?
Well, like, everyone's a winner.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Isn't that the point of a race? That, like,
it is correct.
Do you know what you end up with? I'll tell you where that ends up with where? Bernard Tomics and his Kyriosis.
You're right.
Where you go, mate, I'm not going to win today.
So that's the attitude.
I think I'll just, I'm injured.
No, you're right. Oh, that's ridiculous. So can we finish with Lucy?
Oh, put her on.
Lucy, everyone's groaning and I understand
Lucy,
that.
What
Lucy,
happened?
What's going on?
So at my school, all the kids would hug their friends to say good morning.
Yep.
The school deemed this to be inappropriate contact, primary school, and banned all hugging and inappropriate contact by children.
Yeah, I think I'm done with this.
I just have no words, Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy, I'm sorry about that.
That is...
Who's your kids to be impersonal?
I just said to them just to ignore when the teacher's around, don't do it. If the teacher isn't there, hug your friend.
Yep. Start a rebellion.
Yeah.
Hug someone.
Tip of the iceberg.
Wow,
stuff.
Outrageous.
This country's heading down a very slippery slope.
Thank you, everyone, for calling.
It's the wrong path. Yeah. I don't like it. No. I fear for the
get
world
us out
my
of
children
this,
are
Dave.
Growing up in.
It's not making me happy.
I don't
How get can
the
you make
world
me happy?
Come on. I'm a good one of the good guys. We lost. The nerds have won. Nerds have won.
Hope you're feeling well, Australia. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Your new way to drive home.
Well, thanks to Milwaukee's next breakthrough in power tool and battery technology, they're cutting the cord on the job site, guys.
I beg your pardon. What does that mean?
Well,
it means no cords to trip over.
Cordless. Yeah. Do you know what? Can I say this? The cord has been the albatross around the tradie's neck for a long time.
Well, it has.
Well, you get rid of the cord and you are free.
Correct.
Off the chain. You are free. But now you're free range with the Milwaukee.
You can go anywhere.
Hand.
You can do
you
anything.
You are... King of the world!
It's next
with
breakthrough.
With your Milwaukee cordless.
Look at me now.
And by the way, don't even think about it if you're one of those do-it-yourself idiots. This is for professionals.
Oh, it is only for professionals.
Do not even look at. Do not look at a Milwaukee.
And you can't just go anywhere and buy this stuff.
You can't.
It's available at authorised Milwaukee retailers, so you've got to be smart.
But only for the big boys.
Oh, yeah.
Only for the big boys, and who can handle the cordless. Who like
do you
going
think they
free
use
range.
It on the block? Not the contestants.
No.
But the tradies would.
Keith would.
The
foreman, he'd use one.
Keith the foreman would.
Keith. I don't know if he's up to it. He seems like he'd muck around down the shallow end of the pool to
possibly.
Me. This is the Bohemoth.
It's maximum power.
Yeah. It's away.
Professional tradies are powered.
I'm wearing one right
power.
Now. On my tool belt.
Oh, my God.
I've got two.
Wow.
Look at that.
Well, thanks to Milwaukee. More with Jane and Mick after this.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Have you been paying attention tonight? Ann Edmonds was on. It's going to be a ripper.
Yes.
I like it. Sam Payne will come last again. That's my tip.
it's quite the good prediction.
And by the way, well done. Russell Coit again.
It was a funny show last night.
Laugh out loud.
Dave, you're saying your children watching
And they predict the jokes as well. I bet you this is going to happen to his balls, Dad. And sure enough, gets whacked in the nuts.
Poor
so.
Glenn.
Yeah, it's
He's
funny
He's going to need
show.
Surgery soon.
He'd be sitting at home right now with an ice bucket.
Yes,
for his
so he should.
But it is so much fun and I love it.
It's good fun.
It.
Hey, we were talking before about Nanny State and callers that we couldn't get through. Thanks, everyone, for calling today.
Yeah.
You've all been great. Just noticed that John called and he said his school has banned pink and blue drink bottles.
Well, no, that's an overreach.
Why?
How do you get to decide? But that's a personal choice. Are they providing them or?
No, it is. The parents have been advised not to buy your children pink or blue drink bottles.
None of your business.
Yeah.
People need to calm the farm and take a chill pill.
They do. All right? They do.
You want to take a blue or a pink.
Yep. You can take whatever you damn well want.
Hey, Andy Lee is going to join us in studio tomorrow for a big Tuesday. Kennedy Malloy, we will see you then.
That was some Kennedy Malloy for you. Now, get around performance never seen before on the job site. Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.